Okay, so we're diving into some really interesting research today, something that affects millions of people.
Yeah, definitely a big one.
And it's all about fatty liver disease. And we've got this article, right, that's talking about a potential breakthrough in treatment, and it involves these drugs
Yeah, very
that
promising.
have been kind of all over the news lately, these GLP-1 receptor agonists.
Exactly, the GLP-1RAs. People might recognize them as those weight loss drugs.
Right, like Ozempic, Wegovy,
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones.
those are the big names. And they're, showing a lot of promise for weight management, which is huge in itself.
Absolutely.
But what's really fascinating is the possibility that they could do even more than just that.
That's right. There's a lot of potential there.
So in this deep dive, we're going to, really unpack the science behind this whole connection between GLP-1RAs and fatty liver
A
disease.
fascinating link, really.
Yeah, see how promising the research really is, what it could mean for, the future of treating this disease.
And what's particularly interesting, right, is that many people don't even realize they have fatty liver disease in the early
Like a
stages.
silent thing, right?
Yeah, it can be very subtle. So let's start with the basics. What exactly are we talking about when we say fatty liver? Basically, it's what it sounds like. Your liver, which is supposed to be this super efficient organ, starts accumulating too much fat.
It's like it gets all clogged up, right?
Exactly. And over time, this can lead to inflammation and damage. Think of it like, I don't know, like a sponge
Okay.
that slowly gets saturated with something it shouldn't. Not the most pleasant image, but it gets a point across.
Definitely not. But it's a
No.
good analogy. So we've got this fat building up in the liver. What happens then?
Well, initially, you might have what's called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Yeah.
And a lot of people with an NAFD might not even have any symptoms.
So they wouldn't even know, right?
Exactly. But for some, it progresses to a more serious stage called NAN-NASHROS, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis.
And that's where the real trouble starts.
Yeah, NH is where you see more significant inflammation and damage to the liver cells. And this can eventually lead to scarring or cirrhosis, which is very serious.
Wow, so it's like this whole cascade of
Right.
problems.
And it's not just cirrhosis. NH increases your risk of liver failure, liver cancer, you name it.
So it's definitely not something to ignore. And I think it's important to mention here, like we said earlier, this often goes undetected until it's pretty advanced, right?
Exactly. And that's why this research into GLP-1RAs is so potentially groundbreaking.
Okay, so let's talk about these GLP-1RAs. I mean, most people probably know them as weight loss drugs, but they actually have a much longer history, right?
Yeah, you're right. They were initially developed for type 2 diabetes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So how do they work for diabetes?
Well, in diabetes, the body either doesn't produce enough insulin or doesn't use it effectively. Insulin is like a key that lets sugar from your blood into your cells for energy.
Okay, so it's all about regulating blood sugar.
Right. And GLP-1RAs help your body produce more insulin and use it more efficiently.
So it's like they're giving your body a boost to manage that blood sugar better.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that researchers started to notice that GLP-1RAs were also having a positive impact on fatty liver disease, even in people who didn't have diabetes.
So it was like an unexpected bonus effect.
Kind of, yeah. It turns out these GLP-1RAs are like the Swiss Army knives of metabolic health.
Okay, I like that. Tell me more about how they actually work against fatty liver disease.
Well, like we said, they improve insulin sensitivity. And that's huge because insulin resistance is a major player in both diabetes and fatty liver disease.
It's like a common thread.
Precisely. But here's where it gets really interesting. GLP-1RAs also work in several other ways to combat fatty liver. They can reduce appetite, leading to weight loss, which takes stress off the liver. They directly reduce inflammation in the liver, sort of calming things down at the source. And some studies even suggest they might help reverse fat accumulation in the liver.
Wow, so it's not just about weight loss. They're actually targeting the disease on multiple fronts.
Exactly. And that brings us to one GLP-1RA in particular that has researchers really excited, survodutide.
Oh, yeah, I was reading about that. It's specifically designed to be even more effective against fatty liver disease, right?
That's right. It's still in the experimental phase.
So, not available to the public yet.
Not yet. But the early trials have shown some really promising results. Some studies show that up to 83% of patients with NAGEs saw improvement in their condition, and some even had their NANCH resolve completely.
That's incredible. 83%. That's a huge number. But you said experimental. So what does that actually mean? What's the timeline for something like this becoming available?
Well, it means survodutide still needs to go through more rigorous testing. They need to make sure it's safe and effective in larger groups of people over longer periods.
So it's not like it's going to be available tomorrow.
Right. It takes time. The FDA needs to review all the data from these trials before they can approve it for wider use. But it's definitely something to be hopeful about.
Yeah, absolutely. So while we're, like you said, cautiously optimistic, is there anything else on the horizon in terms of treating fatty liver?
Absolutely. There's a lot of ongoing research into other potential therapies, some even more targeted than GLP-1RAs.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there are drugs in development that specifically aim to reduce inflammation in the liver or prevent scarring.
Wow. So it sounds like we're on the verge of a whole new era in how we understand and treat fatty liver disease.
I think so. And that's what makes this research so exciting. It's not just about finding a new drug. It's about changing the way we approach a very common and potentially very serious condition.
And speaking of changing our approach, you know, this whole idea of using GLP-1RAs, which were originally for diabetes, for both weight management and fatty liver disease, it really makes you think about the interconnectedness of these different health issues, doesn't it?
It does. It highlights how important it is to address these conditions holistically, looking at the whole picture rather than just treating individual symptoms.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, you know, what other potential breakthroughs are out there just waiting to be discovered? What other connections are we going to find between seemingly different health conditions?
And that's a question for another deep dive.
Exactly. But for now, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about.